From a perspective of literary history, the scholars tell us that the Vajracchedika is, of course, part of a huge body of texts called Prajnaparamita. This is a whole genre in Sanskrit Buddhist literature, Prajnaparamita, perfection of wisdom. There are 38 different books in the Prajnaparamita series. And remember, this is all part of the wider Buddhist canon. Some of these books are huge, they're vast. They're all usually recorded according to the number of verses and lines that they have. Some of the sutras are very small. You get the perfection of wisdom in one letter, for example. But in terms of literary history, the view is that the perfection of wisdom literature began to emerge 100 years before the Common Era. So it's very old literature. And the production of this literature, they reckon, kind of ended in around 600 CE, 600 of the Common Era. Konza, Edward Konza, has actually translated, I think, if not all of the Prajnaparamita Sutras, then certainly most of them, which is an incredible achievement in itself. He is one that made one of the most important contributions to modern Buddhism, to Buddhism in the West, through his translation of the Sutra, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, and his commentaries on it, and his work on it. Incredible. I mean, you know, by that alone, he is surely a bodhisattva, Edward Konza, an extraordinary achievement to translate that, and to translate it so well. You do get different versions of the sutra, but, you know, Konza still read well, and, you know, he really has tried to be faithful to the original Sanskrit. Incredible achievement. You know, and certainly Sangharakshita himself, in his own seminar on the sutra, based himself very firmly on Konza's translation and commentary. Now, all this literature deals with nothing other than Prajnaparamita, the perfection of wisdom. And by the way, I should just say, you know, it's well worth following up the history of this literature and reading different perfection of wisdom texts. You know, some people, if you're interested in that, really go for it, because it's fascinating to look into it, to read Konza's articles, you know, for example. Very, very useful. Or Bhante's, Sangharakshita's stuff in The Eternal Legacy, where basically he's you know, kind of representing Konza's findings on the perfection of wisdom literature. Well worth reading. You know, if you want to know about Buddhist history, you really need to know the perfection of wisdom literature and how it developed. But this literature, yes, it deals with kind of one thing only, the perfection of wisdom, Prajnaparamita, the highest, the last of the six paramitas, the paramita, the perfection of wisdom that makes a bodhisattva, that makes a Buddha. And everything that the perfection of wisdom literature deals with is looked at in terms of wisdom, in terms of wisdom. So all the categories, you know, known to Buddhist thought, all the categories known to thought, are treated from the point of view of perfect wisdom. And you certainly get a sense of that when you look into the Diamond Sutra. As a literary production, the Vajracchedika appeared around the 4th century of the Common Era. Again, very old sutra, but appearing quite late on in the Indian Buddhist scene, or about the middle period of the Buddhist scene, I suppose, in India. And it's one of the shorter works that appeared around that time. You'd had this production of these huge books on perfection of wisdom. Perfection of wisdom in 75,000 lines, I think 100,000 lines. And then you started to get these kind of summaries appearing, like the Diamond Sutra, like the Heart Sutra. So you can see what's happening. People want something more succinct, something more portable, that they can carry around easily, I guess.